Public opinion and action matters. And nearly every day, someone is researching, polling, or surveying the financial world to see how investors feel, retirees plan, consumers spend, and savers think.
I'm busting with news.
That fact-finding can help you figure out where you fit in.
You are exactly the guy I want to talk to.
Or don't fit in with the rest of the financial world.
Maybe I'm not the guy you should be talking to.
So whether it's the latest academic research, analysis of investors, or poll of consumers, you'll benefit from hearing from experts behind the studies.
You say expert. I say geek.
As Money Life looks at what the
survey said.
Help you, I can. Yeah.
Well, today, I don't know that we can help you other than help you size up the market, but I'm really interested in this subject matter. And we love the guest because Charles Roteblatt, editor of AAII Journal, who is our guest of the week because he's the only one who's with us twice every week. He does the buy of the week, which this week was Apple, and he does the sell of the week, which this week was Lincoln Electric. He's now back for our Survey Says segment because in his role at AAII and editor of AAII Journal, well, he helps to put out the AAII Sentiment Survey. And it made a little news when it came out yesterday. Neutral sentiment jumped to its highest level in 9 years. If you want more information, AAII.com. And of course, you can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, welcome as always.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, neutral sentiment. On the one hand, you know, some folks might say, well, neutral, that's not bad. You know, that's not people being bearish. But it is kind of interesting when any of the sentiment levels get to an extreme, isn't it?
It is. And I think what this points to is there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think people are looking at the markets. They're seeing it really kind of drifting down a little bit as of late. And I think also to look at the economy, they're looking at houses not selling in their neighborhood. Perhaps they know friends who are either can't find work or maybe they've been in their jobs, but they're not getting the pay raises they like. And so I think there's still this sense that even though the market's been up considerably over the last 12 months, and particularly last year in general, there's this feeling that the good times haven't actually returned, and maybe there's still this boogeyman waiting to come out of the closet.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, every week when you're on doing the sell of the week, we have a clip that says, you know, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. Well, the truth is that the more bullish sentiment there is, a lot of folks would say that's when you start to worry. And the more bearish sentiment there is, that's when you think things might start to change. But if Wall Street climbs a wall of worry, a lot of neutral sentiment would make it seem like there's a lot of climbing to do, wouldn't it?
It does. And I think there's a lot of people right now that are neutral that might be bullish if the market was doing a little bit better. It's not that the market is doing bad this year, but I think some of the people in neutral camp probably would be bulls if they weren't concerned that maybe the market has hit a short-term top. We've had a really good run without a pullback or even a correction in a while, so some of that might be coming through. The other thing is, it's interesting, when you look at neutral sentiment and look at the high numbers, we really haven't had very many readings since 2000. Most of them go back to the 1990s, and so you see this cluster then, and you do have to kind of view those results in that window. Were some of the responses we saw in terms of how the market reacted after neutral sentiment got to high levels, was that a reflection of how the market was performing then versus a reaction that we can say this is what's typical and this what might occur in the future?
Folks may not understand how standard deviation works, but the big thing that I read was that neutral sentiment is now more than one standard deviation above its historical averages. Anytime you get more than one standard deviation away, you are living in weird times.
You are. And a good way to think about it is if there's a bell and most of the readings are inside the main part of that bell. But then you, on the bell, as everybody knows, you have little ridges, little lips going along the side. Anything outside that one standard deviation is kind of the outside of the bell. So not so much where the little bezel's ringing back and forth, but really on the outside. I mean, those are outliers, and that's where this is right now. It's an outlier. And anytime you see an outlier in a survey or any other indicator, that would be cause to take a step back and ask yourself what's going on. We can certainly look, for instance, at the Robert Shiller's CAPE ratio. A lot of people are talking about that valuation measure, and that's also an outlier where it's beyond that range. And so what that tells you is there's something outside what we typically see. And when it comes to looking at markets and judging market direction, that's usually when people take a step back and ask themselves, well, what's the historical record? And it's important to realize you can have an outlier, but outliers can stay out in left field for a very long time. And sometimes those outliers go well beyond left field, out into the stands, and then way out to the parking lot as well.
Yeah, well, you can sort of sum that appraisal of the situation this way.
You're one hell of an optimist.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you actually think that that's what could happen here, that we could really be in a situation where folks stay that unemotional that long?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm running some new numbers on there, and I'd hate to tell people this is what the numbers are saying, because if there's an error in my spreadsheet, it would throw everything off. But I think it's going to depend somewhat on market conditions and what happens. Do we have a correction over the summer? Certainly there's some wild cards going on, particularly when you look at what's going on with Russia. How aggressive does Putin do in terms of trying to take up more land, and what does that do to the markets? But I think in general, I think it more so just points to the general mood, not just that our survey's showing, but if you look at other surveys, there's a general sense that things are kind of going okay, but things aren't going great. And I think as long as we have this feeling, I think we are going to see neutral sentiment at higher levels. And it's worth noting that neutral sentiment has largely been above average throughout most of the past 12 months. So even though it's at very high levels right now, it's been running above average for a pretty considerable period of time.
And that's not necessarily bad news, but
the emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
Right. You can look at it and have an optimistic appraisal of neutral sentiment, or you could have a pessimistic appraisal of neutral sentiment. But no matter how you size it up, neutral sentiment right now, bigger than it's been in 9 years. And that's actually saying something, again, because it's outside the standard deviation. And if you want more information, go check it out at AAII.com. And if you want to know what Charles is doing when he's not on the show, and this is the kind of thing he's doing when he's not giving us the buy and sell of the week, well, follow him on Twitter at Charles Roadblood. Charles, thanks as always. Look forward to doing this again next week.
I do as well.
Up next on the Friday, March 28th edition of Money Life, it's the Money Life Market Call. Matt King from Bell Investment Advisors with his very unique take on the market when Money Life continues.